Lifelong Falcons fan Terry Whitehead's done the math, and she estimates her 4-season tickets will cost her more than $94,000 at the new stadium.
94, that's out of our reach, and it's out of our intelligence. Who does that?
Someone will, the Falcons hope. The new personal seat licenses, or PSLs, mean you own your seat for 30 years. Right now, the best spots, the ones near the 50-yard line, are going for $45,000.
Well, it's interesting how the sports marketplace has changed. You don't have the blue-collar peanuts and popcorn crowd anymore. Basically, you have people who want steaks and martinis, and that's been a trend at all these new stadiums.
That's J.C. Bradbury, chair of sport management at Kennesaw State University. He says personal seat licenses got their start in college sports.
Alumni weren't hesitating to throw down $10,000, and so pro teams said, well, hey, maybe we can do this too.
Bradbury says PSLs are a way for team owners to raise money quickly as they finance new venues or big renovations. The first Falcons PSLs go on sale Monday. It'll be the beginning of the end for fans like Terry Whitehead, along with her sister, an 81-year-old mother who's never missed a game. Whitehead says she'll cheer on the team until the old Georgia Dome's last days in 2017.
But after that, once the stadium's completed and they move into it, we're out. It is horrible.
For Falcons fans who can't or won't put up the dough, lower-priced PSLs are coming out later this year.
Overarching, the entire building has PSLs.
That's Michael Drake, Falcons Vice President of Sales. He says team owner Arthur Blank has pledged to roll out an affordable range of PSLs for the rest of the building.
And Arthur's given us the direction of, do not price my fan base out of the stadium.
Lisa Hagen, WABE News.